Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A new arson charge has been filed against a volunteer firefighter already facing trial in Northwest Iowa. Buena Vista County Court records say 25-year-old Brent Mack is charged with arson and burglary. His attorney declined to comment today. Mack is accused of setting a fire in September of 2017 that gutted three buildings in downtown Newell, where he lives. Mack is awaiting trial next month in Sac County, where he and two others are accused of setting a corn crib fire in August just outside of Nemaha. No one was injured in either blaze. The trial of a Nebraska woman charged with stabbing a Sioux City woman to death has been pushed back. 21-year-old Melissa Carmargo Flores of Dakota City is accused of killing 24-year-old Kenya Alvarez Flores in April of last year. Her trial was scheduled to start tomorrow. It's now planned for March. The Iowa DNR responded to two water emergencies over the weekend. Yesterday, a father and son were rescued after their boat took on water in Monona County. They were duck hunting at the Tyville Bend Wildlife Management Area when it happened. And on Saturday, a dive team discovered the body of a Nebraska man who died after his kayak capsized in the DeSoto Bend National Wildlife Refuge in Harrison County a day earlier. Governors from all three Siouxland states attended the Tri-State Governors Conference in Dakota Dunes today. And this afternoon, the Sioux City Council is expected to take another step toward removing a pit bull ban. Last week, council members voted 4-1 to remove the ban that passed back in 2008. Two more votes are needed before the repeal is official. The council is also expected to discuss financial assistance for an urban revitalization area on the north side of town. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.